Japanese beetles are a difficult problem, especially where populations are high. Even within roses, they show preferences for different varieties, so you may find many more beetles on one type of rose than another, even if they're within a few feet of each other. Wherever one beetle starts feeding, you're likely to get an aggregation, with two or more beetles crawling on top of each other. Sometimes a single rose flower can become a writhing mass of beetles. As soon as you start seeing adults, usually in early July, removing them from the plants will help keep the numbers down and reduce the damage. You can easily knock the beetles off the plants into a container partially filled with soapy water. Most garden centers sell Japanese beetle traps, which are baited with both a pheromone and food lure to attract beetles. They do such a good job, however, that you probably end up with more beetles in your yard than you'd have without the trap. So unless many people in a neighborhood have traps out and are regularly emptying them as they can fill up quickly, traps may do more harm than good. But if you have a large property, you could try setting traps in one part of the yard well away from your roses to lure the beetles away from the plants. And if you don't like your neighbors, you could always give them the trap. Insecticides can be used to help manage Japanese beetle, but may not be completely effective. The beetles will eat some of the treated plant material as they pick up the insecticide, so you'll still get a little damage. The insecticides have to cover the plant surfaces, so you'll have to retreat the plants as they grow to protect the new growth, which can be a challenge with new rose flowers opening up every day. And any time the pesticide is washed off the plant by rain or overhead irrigation. And because with roses you'll be spraying the flowers, you need to be aware of the impact of the insecticide on pollinators. Japanese beetles can fly fairly far distances, so they can continue to move in from other areas throughout the season. So killing what's in your yard now may not take care of the problem. Insecticides are best used to protect specific plants that otherwise would be completely defoliated by Japanese beetle. There are many products labeled for use by homeowners for controlling adult Japanese beetles, so read the labels and apply the product according to the directions.